Back on In Focus News Radio KMAN, it's Chamber Day on the show today, and talking today with Jason Smith, Chamber CEO and President, and Director of Membership Sharla Meisenheimer, who we're going to chat with here during this segment about some upcoming events. I'm going to kind of go in order here of what's coming up here, and the first one on the list is LeaderCast. You got a couple of events coming up.
Yeah, our Women in Business program has a couple of events that are coming up shortly. The first one is actually October the 22nd. That'll be a virtual event, and anyone, it's complimentary. So anyone is free to register on our website. And we will be hearing from the director of the KU Cancer Center, Dr. Roy Jensen, on early cancer detection and the impact that makes on your business, along with the research that's currently being done and how that impacts our community. So we'll be hearing from him again on October the 22nd over the lunch hour. And then November 5th is LeaderCast. And we have been looking forward to LeaderCast for over a year now. It's our signature Women in Business event. It's the first time we've done it. Our sponsors are excited about it, and we can't wait because we're going to do this in person. We have reserved two of the theaters at the AMC theaters, and those are the dining theaters. So you'll be comfortably encased in those great recliners. We will be, of course, practicing social distancing. The AMC theaters, we met with Scott, their general manager, and did a walkthrough last week. We're actually going to do another one today. They've done a terrific job of making sure everything is marked adequately to make sure that everyone is observing social distancing during that time frame. And of course, all masks up and all of that will be absolutely in place. So we have six amazing women speakers that will be live streaming into the theaters. We have Radha Agrawal. She's going to be talking about Get the Blueprint for Cultivating and Nurturing Your Community. And she's the author and co-founder of CEO of Daybreaker. And Bonnie St. John is you might have heard of her before. She's a Paralympian, best-selling author, and she's going to be talking about using tactical concepts to pave the way for breakthrough performances. Abby Wabak, I know that Samantha in our office can't wait to hear from her. Abby, is a women's soccer legend, best-selling author, and founder of the Wolfpack Endeavor. And she's going to talk about learning the power of leading and honing the strengths of your team. Randy Zuckerberg, yes, famous sister to another Zuckerberg. And she's going to be talking about revitalizing leadership practices and using unique Silicon Valley insights. We'll also be hearing from Tiffany Dufu on gaining expert advice for clarifying and prioritizing what matters the most. So we'll be having a lunch. There's going to be some great theater candy involved in that, maybe even a little popcorn. So we're excited. The day will start about 9 o'clock with registration and end at 3. And so we're looking forward to be able to learn some great tactics there.
That sounds like an awesome event. And boy, some great voices there. From a diverse group of kind of different entities here.
Right, exactly. And I think it's just what we need right now, right? Be able to learn something new and exciting as we've had ourselves into 2021, right? Here are some different things that we can put into practice and into play and be the best leader that we can be as we move forward.
So how soon do people need to register for that if they want to be there for the November 5th event?
So registration is open. It again is on our website, manhattan.org. You'll be able to click on that through our Women in Business page. And I would recommend registration is open. We are half full, meaning we already have one theater full because of the fact that we will be setting every other seat in order to practice our social distancing protocols correctly. So we have been able to, it is a smaller group of individuals that we'll be able to enjoy on that day. So again, we already have one of the theaters full, so now would be a great time to make those registrations.
Okay, yeah, duly noted there. After that comes Business Awards, and that'll be here in a few weeks.
It will be. So Business Awards, hopefully everyone has been hearing about that. Originally, it was set in August. Due to the pandemic, we decided we would move that to October, and because we had hoped that we'd be able to do something like this in person. But we felt like, actually, it would be better to do this virtually. So please mark your calendars for November the 10th. It will be live streamed over Facebook on our Facebook page from noon until 1. We have 5 business awards that we'll be giving out. We're encouraging all businesses to take the time, gather your team together, order in lunch from your favorite chamber restaurant and sit back and relax and enjoy and see who our award winners are. ESB Financial is our presenting sponsor for this great event. The five awards that we'll be giving out are our Cornerstone Award, Entrepreneurial Spirit Award, Small Business of the Year, Women and Minority Owned Business of the Year, and Tourism Development of the Year. We're very excited. We've had five amazing sponsors that have worked with us tirelessly through the year. We took nominations in June, and the committee met in July and selected our winners. So you'll be able to hear and see who those winners are for our inaugural event, November the 10th.
Okay.
And we have a really good MC for that, I think, right?
We do. Dave Lewis will be joining us.
Dave. Does that mean I can join you now?
Well, you can.
Okay. Yes. All right. Yeah, this is going to be fun. And thanks for asking me to be a part of that. That's a nice honor to be able to do that. So I'm looking forward not only to being MC, but producing the event along with our friend Stephen Schaefer. So looking forward to that. We've been having a lot of fun just putting everything together.
Yes. We're actually calling it the Business Awards Show this year, because I think it's absolutely going to be a great show and a great way to honor and to recognize our local businesses here. Mm-hmm. Nina and I were actually working yesterday with two of our local businesses on creating the awards. It's our first year, and it's going to be amazing.
And there'll be some entertainment, which we wouldn't have to worry about if it were a banquet setting, because of timing and we want it to be a good show, we're putting a little bit of entertainment together as part of that. So that's exciting. The other thing, Brandon, that I want to mention that I'm really excited about is the chamber historically has given out awards every year at our annual meeting to individuals, and those individual, and this similar to other chambers, we give out a Citizen of the Year award, which is a Lud Fisher award. And then of course the C. Clyde Jones Volunteer of the Year award. And then we also have given an award every year to our outstanding leadership alumni, and that was named rightfully so last year, named after Lyle Butler, and who was my predecessor at the chamber. And so we have always recognized individuals, but we are a business organization, and so one of the things that I'm really excited about, and our leadership encouraged us to do, is develop something that recognizes achievement of the business community. And that's the goal of this program. And so we are really excited that we are part of the inaugural event to recognize the significant contributions of five Manhattan businesses. And hopefully, we're very confident that this will become an annual event as big as our annual banquet, because there are a lot of people involved in business in Manhattan, and we think they're going to want to help celebrate the achievements of our business community. So I'm excited, and I'm excited Dave's going to be part of that, and I appreciate Sharla and the rest of our team for quickly pivoting and making that something that we can do online, but I still think well worth people's attention, so you should really take the opportunity to join us on the 10th at noon. And as Sharla said, order lunch in and have your own little banquet luncheon in your office, but you actually get to choose your own food. So it's not banquet food. You can have whatever you want.
All right. And we're going to take a break. We'll talk about some more events here and some other stuff with the Chamber. Stay tuned. In Focus continues after this on KMAN.